this video is kind of a unique video. It's going to be an interview video with a young man who is feeling the effects. We hear people all the time talk about the effects on the young with COVID. And it not only does it affect us adults, but it affects young people. Many have been out of school with remote learning. Many struggled with maybe not having a season or having games called because of testing of a player or an opponent having a player that tested positive during the football season that they were lucky enough to have. And then what if you're a top recruit, having a lot of schools show interest in you, offer you scholarship opportunities, but you can't go visit the school, you can't meet a coach in person, and you have kind of been looking at this date that was kind of put out there that the NCAA was going to end what they call a dead period in recruiting on April 15th, only to find out here in February that there's talk and an actual proposal to extend that dead period until the end of May or even further. Well, if you're one young man, Carter Smith, out of Powell, Ohio, Owen Tangi Liberty High School, you finally get frustrated enough to where you let your feelings be seen by putting a post on Twitter. And we're lucky enough to be able to talk to Carter Smith about what made him make this post about what might be coming down the road here in the next few weeks with another extended NCAA dead period. Hello, everyone. Dave Burke, First Star Football Report. And we're going to be speaking with Carter Smith from Owen Tangi Liberty High School in Powell, Ohio, about just what we talked about. Stay tuned right after this. We want to thank First Star Logistics for their continued support. Make sure to check out First Star Logistics if you're looking for a new career. They are always looking to hire new teammates. Also, help us grow our following. Hit the subscribe button. Also, visit firststarfootballreport.com for more. All right, by now, everyone's heard about what the NCAA is proposing right now. And if you follow recruiting, or if you're involved in it as a student athlete looking to take your high school football game to the college level, you're affected. And we just went through this over the past several months with the recruiting class of 2021. And now it is digging into the 2022 recruiting class and who knows how much deeper. And the first thing I'm going to bring up before we have a special guest, Carter Smith of Powell, Ohio, Owen Tangi Liberty High School, one of the top recruits in the state of Ohio. And before we get into that, I want to bring a couple things up and discuss it. And one of the things is what happened, what came out today is, and this is something that I've been hearing for the last few weeks. And that is that the dead period, which was scheduled to end April 15th, that would allow colleges to welcome on campus high school football prospects they have interest in recruiting, and for high school prospects to get a chance to shake a hand or bump fist bump or, you know, look eye to eye into a coach and see a campus up close and facilities. It's something that's very important through the process. But like I said, I've been hearing this now for a couple of weeks, and the families I work with, I've been kind of warning some of them that this is a possibility. So what's right now is the recommendation by the Football Oversight Committee to extend this dead period. We all were waiting for it to come to an end on April 15th. It made sense. That's the normal time frame that the dead period would normally end, allowing college coaches to get back on the road, go visit high schools for evaluations, get back into pulling transcripts, and then, like we said, visit, have kids visit. But I'm going to read this verbatim. Recommendation to extend the temporary recruiting dead period. The Football Oversight Committee recommends that the NCAA Division I Council extend the temporary recruiting dead period through May 31st due to ongoing uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic and concern regarding in-person interaction among prospective student-athletes, institutional staff, and student-athletes. The Football Oversight Committee requests that the Division I Council extend the dead period at its February meeting to provide adequate notice to the membership regarding permissible recruiting activities for the remainder of the spring of the 2021 academic term. The Football Oversight Committee will engage in further discussion regarding the recruiting calendar at upcoming meetings, which we're about several days away for that to happen. And that brings us to why we're talking to Carter Smith out of Powell, Ohio, Olam Tangelaria High School, because he's put on Twitter what many young high school football players, not just in the state of Ohio, but across the country, is feeling right now. And I'm going to share this screen right now. This is his Twitter page. And as you can see, he posted this as we're doing this about 59 minutes ago, an hour ago. My name is Carter Smith, and I am a junior student athlete at Olam Tangelaria Liberty High School in Powell, Ohio. I am writing this for one reason only, to fight for my future home and my future brothers. Me and the rest of my class and the classes below us have been waiting patiently for our turn to find our next home, our next family. Now, I'm not going to read everything. You can go to Carter Smith's Twitter page at CarterS6540 and read it for yourself. And Carter, my first question to you is, what motivated you to write this tonight?
Well, I saw a report and a tweet from a Rivals reporter that they were going to extend it again. And I've heard this from numerous coaches. They're either going to have a quiet period where we can go there and they can't come to us, or it's the other way around, from several different coaches. And I've heard many different things. And as soon as I saw that tweet tonight, I was heartbroken. And I can't let that happen any longer.
Let me, how old are you right now, Carter? 17?
16.
16 and years
actually,
old.
Fun fact really quick. The dead period ends on my birthday, so.
So this was a day you're looking for. Because
yeah,
it's not like you're just a kid out there hoping to get recruited. You've got serious offers on the table from several colleges. I think the last I saw maybe 20 offers, somewhere in that range. But you've not had a chance to be on these campuses for the last almost a year now to visit any of these guys. It's all been by Zoom and telephone or text message or direct message on Twitter. How does that affect you when you're thinking about, okay, I need to make a decision in the next few months that is not going to, and you get into this in your, what you posted on Twitter. But not only does it affect what you do, say the next 4 or 5 years, but as we know, and as I tell young people all the time, the college decision that you make is something that affects the rest of your life. It could be the job, the city you live in, who you maybe ended up marrying. So many different things that can be part of that college experience. So talk about, your plea, and that's what I call it. I call it your plea to the NCAA needs to be heard. That maybe other people are afraid to come out and say it, and you weren't afraid to post your thoughts.
So, a lot of people know the 21 class. My brother, a part of it, he didn't have the opportunities I had. He signed to Ashland recently. Go Eagles. And a lot of the players in his class in my district didn't have the chance to go see the school when they wanted to. As soon as these offers were coming in, all of these schools were shutting down. Nobody could go see them. Nobody could make the same decision that the class of 20 could make. And I've talked with a lot of alumni from Liberty because we have a lot of connections. We know a lot of coaches. We have a lot of past players who have been put into Division I programs. They all know how important it is. It's so important to go onto campus and get the feeling that that is going to be your home. Get the feeling that these people are going to be your new family. Get the feeling that you're going to be staying in a dorm every single night with your new brother. You have to be on campus. You have to be able to experience that for yourself. Nobody else is going to know what that feels like unless this dead period ends for us as soon as possible.
How important is it to you? Because like I said, you've had a chance to be at a phone call now that the NCAA opened that up. direct message, guys. Zoom is become a very, you know, no different. The communication technology, the world we have right now is we're connected. But how important is it to actually be able to look a coach in the eye and get a feel for his demeanor, his attitude, the way he comes across, right, for you? I mean, we're talking to a 16-year-old. How important it is to a 16-year-old because of you know, I think most people just go, oh, they're kids. But I really think at that age and the decision, you know, life-changing decision, that it would be important to know who you're going to put your body on the line for, you know, whatever the length of your career be. You know, we never know, but 1 year to 4 to 5 years of your time.
Man, I can't tend to tell how many people. The most important part of my recruiting process, the thing I'm putting above all other things that I'm looking for in a school, is the people, because those are the people you're surrounding yourself for as lifetime friends, lifetime family. I'm all about family. That's all we're about at Liberty: culture, family, and respect. How am I supposed to respect those coaches when I have no idea what they're actually like in person? Sure, I've had a talk with Virginia coaches and Northwestern coaches over the phone. I've seen them face to face on Zoom, but how am I supposed to truly know what their coaching style is like, what their actual home life is like, if I can't see that person? I want to see his actions. I want to see how he talks to his team. I want to know exactly what he does that is going to affect my life for the next 4 years and ongoing.
Did you talk to your parents before you put this out tonight?
I did, yeah. And they made a lot of tweaks to what I had to say. I'll say that. But it's pretty much all in the same exact sum of what I was going to put out originally.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.
We talk about this process of recruiting, and a lot of people, the what I call the fans of schools, look at it as being really fun and games. It's a great thing, you know, all these schools showing you the attention and all that thing. But it's very stressful when you go through it, because you do at the end of the whole process, you only get to choose one. And as we've seen, and some of the coaches I've talked to over the course of this past year, one of the biggest concerns is what's happened with the explosion of the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. And as much as people have, you know, players have used that, I think, I don't think any high school prospect goes into the recruiting process thinking, well, I'm going to pick a school, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to leave and go somewhere else. You're looking to make a commitment and be honorable to that commitment.
Well, that's the thing. The transfer portal is very, very limited from what I've heard, because I know that the waiting list is stacking up, and that will exponentially rise the second that the 2022 class has ended their freshman or sophomore years, because they're going to actually meet these coaches in person. They're going to see that this is not the person they want to see themselves with for the next 4 years. How are they supposed to make that decision when it's all over the phone? They can't.
Does it worry you? I mean, it's got something. It's in your crawl, I guess is the best word to say, the fact that how this is affecting you. But I mean, is it affecting you not just emotionally, but mentally, to where, you know, recruiting this experience is not as enjoyable?
No doubt. No doubt in my mind. There's nothing really else I can say about that. I mean, I've put it all out on the table, and it's still been amazing so far. I haven't gone to any campuses. I've been on an unofficial to Notre Dame, but that was my sophomore year before all the recruiting stuff ended. But I got to have conversations with those coaches in person. I know what the recruiting process is like in the slightest, but if I'm not going to be playing at Notre Dame, how am I supposed to know what those coaches are like if I can't see them in person? So it's taking a toll on me. I really want to be able to see these coaches soon. Because if it doesn't end, then how am I going to make this decision?
How much do you feel that not being able to attend camps last summer maybe has changed the recruiting? Because, again, we talked about it earlier. You have offers. So it's not a thing where you don't have offers and, you know, coaches have seen what you were able to do. And luckily, Ohio did have a high school football season. I think there was a young man in California that kind of like you, instead of going to the NCAA, went to the governor of the state of California and kind of made his plea about how it's affected him. But, I mean, do you feel that if you would have had a chance to get out on college campuses, that offer list would be a larger offer list? And you would have not only maybe get more offers, but also be able to narrow it down to the schools that you maybe have serious interest in.
My junior year was my first year of having varsity film. I'm going to put that out there right now. So these offers are just starting to come in recently. Yes, I do think that if I were to have attended camps along with every other class below me, would have had such better opportunities to have all these colleges give them attention. Because at the time, all we really have is social media during the quarantine. That's all we really had. And it wasn't enough. I mean, these coaches can't see our actual talent one-on-one against other players. That's how development is made. That's how they judge us, judge our character, and judge our skill. And how can we do that if they can't see us?
We're talking with Carter Smith, an offensive lineman of the class of 2022 from Powell, Ohio, Old Tangi Liberty High School, one of Ohio's top prospects, who was feeling frustration, not just for himself, but also for all the other members of the class of 2022, not just in his area, but the whole country that's going through what looks to like a possibility of another dead period being extended. And I want to thank also, while we're doing this, First Star Logistics for their sponsorship of, we put these videos together, and thank Carter for his time. Carter, I want to ask you about, I'm sure fans are not just wanting to hear about this, but they want to hear about you. Tell us more about Carter Smith, the person, and then Carter Smith, the football player.
Okay. So I'm 16, Powell, Ohio. I was born in Tampa. I moved to here when I was 1.5. I started playing football in third grade, and I have been in love with it ever since. I wasn't so I was a multi-sport athlete. I played hockey from third grade as well to my freshman year, but I stopped playing that. And I also played volleyball from seventh grade, and I'm still playing it, getting ready for my next season in the spring. A little bit about me. I love volunteer work. I love working with special education students. I'm really into business and marketing. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
And we learned it right before we did this. I did not realize that you do some training with my brother at Blockers O-Line Academy as well.
Yeah. I did a couple of videos training with him over the quarantine. I wasn't able to get into his facility. But, yeah, a lot of my teammates worked with him, Matt Rather, Ben Rather, who's now at Northwestern. So I know he's had a lot of success in the past, and I might as well have seen what I could get to learn from him.
Do you expect the NCAA or the committee to take you, your statement here that you've made on Twitter, to heart? Or do you think it's just they're going to look at it as you're a 16-year-old kid?
I think that if we gather enough attention from everybody, not just my class, not just the players, fans, coaches, everybody, if we get enough attention through this nationwide, because I put this in what I said, north, south, east, or west, wherever you're from, California to Virginia, I don't care. As long as we have enough attention from high enough authorities, such as coaches from the next level, and they can spread this to all their other colleagues and other, let's say, associates of the NCAA. I think this can really come through. And if they see me as a 16-year-old kid, then I at least I'll know that I went down trying.
You talked about the fact your brother just went through the recruiting process. signing with Division II Ashland. Great university, great school, great program. But why the separation? Because he was able to get on campus with a Division II school, but you can't do it with a D1 school. Why do you think the NCAA makes such a difference between the Division I to Division II?
I think the main reason is because of the size. And I know that may be an actual problem, and I'll respect that problem. But there are ways to get around that. I mean, there. How can they hold a national championship game with around, what was it, 20-30% attendance? Is that what it was? And yeah, not be able to have, let's say, 20 to 30 recruits on campus at a time when everything's still so spread out. We'll stay 6 feet apart. We'll wear masks. We'll take your tests. But I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that they can allow them to go onto campus and have all the same amenities that Division I schools could have, but they don't allow it.
Well, we don't want to take a lot of your time. When we're recording this, it's a little bit later than I'm sure your parents, but I can tell you're fired up about, you know, what you put out there. I encourage everyone to go to your Twitter page. Again, at CarterS6540. And when I write this up and put it out, we'll put a link to your Twitter page and to that post, and encourage everyone to not just like it, but also retweet it and comment and help spread the word, because this young man was willing to put his heart on his sleeve to everyone to see. And Carter, I commend you for taking that time to do that. And I encourage everyone to get behind it and support it, because I really feel that another extended dead period, and as you said, we understand the precautions that need to be done, but at the same time, it's affecting a future of, you know, not just one Carter Smith, but thousands of young men who play the game of football across this country, and a sport that many people love. You know, we want to do the right things. As today, we both live in the state of Ohio. Our governor came out today, removed a curfew that's been in place for several months. And, you know, we understand there's different things going on in different states, but you would think there has to be a way to get even, you know, you mentioned 20, 30 guys. I don't understand why they can't just have one. And they schedule it to where you have this a slotted time to come in, and we have, you know, 3 hours or 4 hours with one. And if they have a designated person to keep conductivity down or whatever, how they have to do it, as you said, wear the mask, keep the separation, take temperatures, whatever the case may be, I think you and the young men across the country are willing to do whatever it takes for you to have a chance to go visit a campus, look a coach in the eye, and learn more about not just the football program, but the university as a whole. Carter, any last words that you want to put out before we go?
If anybody can even hear this at all, I just want to say thank you for your support. I mean, as long as I have my people, my family beside me, I'll always have the support of my teammates and my parents. But if I get this nationwide, I know that we can end this and we can have all go back to normal as soon as possible. So thank you for your support. And thank you, First Star Logics, for sponsoring this too, because this couldn't have happened without you guys. But thank you for having me.